Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 801, it is great to have you with us on this St. Patrick's Day, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. 888-808-1019 is the number. I was just telling the guys real quick, get to the Knicks in a second. Next week, I have a urologist appointment and a colonoscopy all in the same week. I figure if I mix in the orthopologist, or is it orthopologist?
That was called orthopedist.
For my back. What's that?
Orthopedist.
The orthopedist, yes, for my back.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Well, I screwed up orthopedist and ophthalmologist, and I made a new doctor.
I like it.
But if I mix that in, I really have an old man week. But yes, I just realized that on my calendar when I saw it during the break. A couple minutes on the Knicks here, because you hit on a couple of things when Chris was in here. The night, you know, you can talk about their road trip. Not a great trip. Fair enough. And I think that's not an easy trip for a lot of teams that go out west, regardless of who you're playing. And I thought the game at Golden State was an opportunity. You had the, I guess you would call it, bad blood between Karl Anthony Towns, the Draymond Green comments.
Well, Draymond Green called him out and said that he was missing a game on purpose.
Because of Jimmy Butler.
Because he didn't want to play against Jimmy Butler, his former teammate in Minnesota, where Tom Thibodeau was the head coach. And maybe there's some truth to that, but in reality, there was a major event that happened in Cat's life with his girlfriend and her best friend who died of cancer.
Yes.
And he had to go to the funeral, so... You know, Draymond Green did not apologize about that, but he did say that it was unfortunate that that took place in his life. He was sorry that that had happened, but, you know, my podcast must go on.
Correct.
Whatever the hell that means.
And then I think, and this is the sense I got, especially listening to the radio station a little bit yesterday when I did, listening to Knick fans, and I don't disagree with them. The idea after the game that you've got Tom Thibodeau going up to Draymond Green afterwards, and not to yell at him, but it looked pleasant. You've got Mikal Bridges going up to him afterwards. If I'm Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know. That would bother me.
Well, Karl Anthony Towns went off the court. He didn't even shake anybody's hands. Hey, look, teammates got to stick together. At the end of the day, it's all about those guys having each other's back. And that is not a good look.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
And that's what everybody's now focusing on. Does this team have the edge? Does this team have the chip on its shoulder that it had last year that gave you more than you expected after the injuries had taken place? I do think that this team is a really good team, And I think that they're going to get to the second round, and I think they're going to get knocked out.
You might be right. And what made them so good last year is why I think St. John's, and everyone would agree, St. John's is so good this year. They played defense, and they played defense for 40 minutes. And last year there was, I'm sure there were other teams that were good defensively, but when you thought NBA defense last year, you thought the Knicks. Now, the conversation early on in this season, when they were kind of struggling to defend but were outscoring teams, was, well, it's not the playoffs.
One of the best offensive teams in the league.
No doubt. And they can score with anybody, and I still do believe that.
Until they got into the, you know, the better top-tier teams in the league.
Right.
And they don't defend a three-point shot at all, and they have a hard time preventing pick and rolls for some reason. You know, it's the most basic of plays in all of sports, is the give and go, the pick and roll, that kind of thing. And for some reason, this team really has a hard time stopping Cleveland from doing that, and they have a hard time stopping Boston from dropping threes on their ass.
No question. And then the big question will be, when we do get to the playoffs, and Jalen Brunson's out another week or two. It might not be the worst thing in the world that he misses 4 weeks of the season. He should, if anything, it will give him a little bit fresher legs, I would think, to maybe finish out the season better. Injury is what it is. I know last year, to me, he wasn't gassed to get injured, and hopefully that doesn't happen again when he comes back. But the question would be, can they turn it on defensively? Because while a couple of guys aren't here, you still have pieces that should be good enough on the defensive end.
All right, how about these last three stories? You have Mikal Bridges going to Tom Thibodeau. Maybe you could play the bench a little bit more. You have this situation with Draymond Green and Karl Anthony Towns and his teammates completely going over and hugging Draymond Green. And then on top of all of that, you got Jalen Brunson, who's hurt.
Right now, it's not great right now.
But this is kind of part of the adversity that you deal with as a
exactly.
team. But the one thing that would bother me, and I don't know if it bothers Karl Anthony Towns, you would have to ask him this. But my teammates going over and hugging that guy who's just blasted me for whatever reason, and you know, I don't think it's the first time that he's blasted him. I'm sure that he's questioned him openly in other areas as well. Meaning that he's kind of intimating that he's soft. Mm-hmm. That's what he's intimating.
It's exactly what he's intimating. That he was afraid of the battle with Jimmy Butler because they've had a past experience together. I don't think having watched him, so that was the knock on him, was that he was a soft player. But watching him this season as I have, I think because he shoots so many threes, he's maybe not on the interior like you'd like a 7-footer to be. Doesn't mean he's not great at what he does. He's also a rebounding machine.
Now, they've been better defensively since Mitchell Robinson's come back. But again, they haven't been whole all year. Somebody's been out. Somebody's been hurt. And now it's Jalen Brunson who's out.
Robinson comes back, Brunson out. But if you get him back in time, and so the last thing I want to hit on what you said was, you know, last year a likable group, and I totally agreed with you on that when you looked at the way the team came together, the ties they had prior, it worked. They didn't get as far as they probably could have because of injury. I still think it's a likable team. I do. And I'm outside looking in. I'm not even a Knicks fan. I do believe the podcast means something when you see them in a different form and setting. I don't think that it's an unlikable team, but I will tell you, it feels like they're a little bit broken for the first time in a while.
I just, you know, the podcast is fine. I have no problem with it. I really don't. And they're not controversial by any stretch of the imagination.
They're fun.
They're more humorous. They give you a little bit better feel of who the Knicks are, and the fact that James Dolan went on with them was pretty cool, I thought. But at the end of this season, they're going to find out exactly what expectations mean.
Agreed.
And I would not be surprised if they get housed by either Cleveland or Boston in the second round, or they lose in the first round to somebody.
Well, that would be a disaster.
They are going to get booed.
No, losing in the first round is not acceptable. And I don't even think losing in the second round to a Knicks fan this year would be acceptable.
I just want to tell them that there are serious, serious expectations for them. And Jalen and Josh could talk about it on their podcast all they want about playing together and playing as a team and coming together as a team, and we're still a work in progress. Hey, wait a minute, time out. We are 3/4 of the way into the season.
For sure.
The time to come together is past. It is totally past. And this team has spent a lot of assets, a lot of money. Both Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby are making a ton of dough.
Yeah.
As is, you know, Jalen Brunson. Good for them. They all deserve it. But are they good enough? Are they truly good enough and committed enough to play the defense that's going to be required to beat possibly both of these teams in the playoffs that they can get that
far. Well, they would have, yeah, likely they would have to because
and as then, it, think about this. I'm sorry, Jerry. Think about that. Let's just say they play Boston in the second round and somehow they beat Boston. Then they got to play Cleveland in the final round, the Eastern Conference Championships. Let's say they beat them. Then they got to go on and most likely play Oklahoma City Thunder. And these are three teams that they haven't beaten all season long.
You're right.
I mean, so the chances of them getting there and going to a championship, while I appreciate what Leon Rose has done with this team, and it's going to be one of the better regular seasons we've had in a long time, I just don't see their path to a championship.
Well, all right, so then what other moves are there to be made? I mean, this team is damn good right now.
Their core players are going to stay together.
You have to go out and beat the teams in front of you. As it sits right now, you'd play Detroit in the first round, which, by the way, not a cakewalk.
That's not going to be easy either.
Not easy. There's no question that's not easy. And, yeah, you're going to be likely faced with Boston in that second round.
I'll tell you what. If they mail it in against Detroit, if, in fact, the two they play.
No, I don't think so. That's not this team.
I don't think it is either. I'm just putting out the warning signals. And they're going to have to work on their bench next year. They're going to have to figure out depth issues. And, you know, what could I tell you? They're probably as good as they're going to get. And then, unfortunately, there are at least three teams that are better than I'm significantly better than them.
But do you not think, and I know this is revisionist history, if Jalen Brunson doesn't get hurt last year, you don't think they have an opportunity to go further than they did?
No, because they were
better than the Pacers.
You lost OG, you lost Julius Randle, I mean, and you lost Mitchell Robinson. That's all the depth that you had going into the playoffs last year. Then I would say, yeah, you would have had a chance. You know why? Because they could muck up a game last year. And they would play defense.
And they did.
And they were tough.
And that's been the question. Will they do that when we get to the postseason and revert back to that defensive team? And I don't know that they will. I think they're going to have to. I don't know. Because here's what we do know. They can put up 130 points any night they need to.
Against Midland or, you know, two-tier teams. But they're not going to do it against the one-tier. You know, quad ones. I don't think they're very good against the quad ones.
Jackass. Real quick before I know you have a jet thing. Here's Andrew and Shirley. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What up?
You know, I totally get the idea just when you look at it from round by round and year by year. Hey, this team has to make it to X point for is a one look like a better season last year or two, you know, save a coach's job, a GM's job, the team not getting blown up, whatever it might be. But at the end of the day, you've said it 1,000 times today. We said it 1,000 times for months, literally since probably month two of the season, that definitively there are three teams, even at our best, that are better than us. And two of them are in the Eastern Conference. Unfortunately, I hate admitting that personally. And so naturally, we're going to likely bump into one of those teams in the same round that we got eliminated last year. So how do we look at it as the exact same thing as, oh, you got eliminated round two of this year when it's like a five times better team than what we faced?
Well, but you know what, Andrew? Here's what I would tell you. I actually do believe at full strength the Knicks are a better team this year than last year. I do. I think they're I should say they're a more complete team, in my opinion, than they were last year. Now, they need to be 100% healthy, and they haven't been. You just pointed out, you know, Robinson comes back, Brunson goes out. If they are what they're supposed to be, why can't they go compete and beat the Celtics? Why not?
I don't see it because they don't defend a three-point shot very well.
Well,
Boston lives on a three-point shot. They got two of the best players. And by the way, two not financially because they're both well compensated, but Tatum and Brown have to be, I mean, unequivocally, the most underrated or underappreciated superstars in the NBA.
I think that's a better word. They're underappreciated.
I mean,
around the league,
from the mass. I mean, like, you know, the fact that they didn't even play in the Olympics is ridiculous. But,
agreed.
You know, I'm like, what else do they have to do to show you just how great they truly are?
There's nothing else they can do. It is what it is, and I'm sure they're lauded in Boston, and good for them.
It's crazy, and then, you know, And Thibodeau's right. You know, when they're on the court, our best guys are going to be on the court.
They have to be.
And when your best guys are on the court, unfortunately, what has to be the premium for them has to be defense, not offense. And then your other guys have got to be the scorers. This is where your Karl Anthony Towns and your Jalen Brunson have got to be the scorers, where Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby have got to be the defenders.
Well, soon enough, we will find out.
Everybody's got to understand their role, and they got to play it, and they better take it up a notch if they expect to win. Because I'm telling you, if they don't, if they get swept by Boston, or if they lose. Oh,
we're really
going
extreme here. If they're whole, they will not get swept by Boston. Come on now. I think they can beat Boston. And you have them going out four straight.
I'm just trying to be realistic. I want them to beat Boston, believe me. I want them to win. But what you've seen in the last couple weeks, with all the different things going on around here, and then the fact that they have not played well against these teams. I don't care what, you could listen to any basketball expert. They know what they're seeing. And you could say the regular season doesn't really mean much in the NBA.
Agreed.
You know what? It kind of does. I mean, it kind of tells you who your team is.
It can and it cannot. You can have a team that just, like I say, flip a switch from postseason.
How many times have we seen it this year where a team has come into the Garden and just wiped the Knicks out? And then And then the next game at the Garden, they play against an also-ran team, and they have this great game. And then after the game, they're interviewing the players. Oh, we worked together so hard. Yeah, but that team you just played sucks.
And I know
as opposed to the team that you just lost to 2 days before, who came in here and kicked your ass.
And I know they're 0-9 against those teams. I get it. But I'm also not going to throw away the other 50 games they played.
Yeah, but Jerry, I mean, like, it's not meaningless. I'm not saying that. But what I see is I don't see a team that has shown me that they can elevate their game against those top-tier teams. And you're right. If they end up playing Detroit...
Not easy. That's not easy. That's a young, up-and-coming team that is, I believe there are a few games over 500, and they've played well, and they're getting better. I agree.
What they are, they're gritty.
They're gritty. They're gritty.
They're definitely
Cade Cunningham. Gritty.
Gritty is exactly right. They go into the corners, man, and
yeah,
they'll play
defense. And it's amazing that the non-Knick fan here likes them more than the Knick fans do in terms of getting along in the postseason.
And I don't really want to be negative because I was so into this team last year, and I was, obviously you have Dante DiVincenzo and these guys playing their asses off, and it was physical and it was great. And when they lost, it felt bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
This year, if they lose, you're not going to be feeling bad for them. You're going to feel disgusted that they didn't live up to their expectations. That's
understood.
What I'm telling you.
Expectations. They set them.
It's like the Ranger fan. You know, the Rangers go deep into the playoffs last year. Guys are playing hurt. Guys are getting busted up. They screw up in December. Everybody's pissed off at them. They forget about the last 2 years and how good they played. And now they've tried to remold the team to try to save the season. And believe you me, Ranger fans are not happy. Because they had expectations.
Especially with the start they got off to. That didn't help, too. Whether it was smoke and mirrors or not, as you were saying at the time, it still was a hell of a start.
Yeah, but the goalies were out of their minds. And then all of a sudden, you saw the defense completely fall apart. You saw the edge completely fall off the team. And whatever the internal issues were, they saw them. So that's why they had to move some guys around and move some pieces around. But I do like the way they're playing. I think JT Miller's picked up his game and picked up the whole team's game. But, they're going to have a hell of a run here to make it. That's the expectation that we as Ranger fans have. They better make it.
We will get you the Jet and Giant news at some point this hour.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. Like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 8:25. It is St. Patty's Day. It's cloudy. It's not raining, though, so if you're heading out to the parade, enjoy yourself. Should be great. Bill Ford, Studio 888-808-1019. Yeah, because I just read the weather they gave me and said it was cloudy and 53.
It's going to still get showers later, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, well, showers are fine.
What time's the parade start? Like 11 a.m.?
Sure.
Something like that?
Sounds right. I have no idea. Salvation, salvation. 10 a.m. Yes. By the way, it's become very apparent during the break, Boomer's had enough of us today. Not interested in anything we have to say.
I mean, you know, you really haven't said much.
Who's this? Me?
Well, I mean, you and I have had a conversation going on for three hours.
We have.
2.5 hours, whatever. CeeLo's in here. I'm not really sure what the hell he's talking about.
Well, I came in last hour thinking we'd do a lot of that mic audio, and you really shut that down.
What else?
11 a.m., by the way, for St. Patty's Day Parade this morning.
There you go.
So you can head up there and check it out after the show. I'm sure that's what you're going to do, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go over to Walker's and get plowed.
So I can't think of a better way to spend your St. Patty's Day Monday.
By the way, I know you checked on that word, and that word for my generation has a double meaning.
Yes.
What was the first meaning? Yeah.
Which were you going for both meanings on that?
No, not at Walker's, no.
All right. Somewhere else, perhaps. All right. We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You did have late last night the dual contract agreements for the Bengals with their stud wideouts, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Chase, 4 years, $161 million, $112 guaranteed. That'll be the highest paid or biggest contract for a non-quarterback in league history. And Higgins will be the highest paid number two wideout in league history.
One time in the league, they made me the highest paid player. They gave me a 6-year, $18 million contract.
How far we've come.
Now you'd be worth 6 years and $300 million.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be with you guys, that's for sure.
Well, we know this.
Yeah.
I'd be guessing that jet up, and I don't know where the hell I'd be going.
Maybe the playing DR flag play some more golf.
Maybe playing flag football with Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen over the weekend.
I believe it.
Is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Where they were doing that?
Yeah, they're getting paid to do it.
Oh, okay.
It was one of these big corporate deals.
Uh-huh.
And better Josh not get Allen hurt. Was giving Aaron Rodgers some of the business.
Well, sure.
You know, you're going to make a decision. What are you going to do?
And I take it Aaron didn't actually do any actual interviews where he had to answer questions?
Not that I saw, no. You know, obviously, you've heard a lot over this weekend about him possibly wanting to go to the Vikings.
Right.
Or retiring. And supposedly Kevin O'Connell, who was a quarterback himself, who was the head coach there, you know, and he was a backup quarterback, but he was a starter in college. So he knows the dynamic of the quarterback and what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how he feels about having him, Aaron Rodgers, as his quarterback. Like, this is my team. I want a quarterback that's going to be much more flexible with what I want done, not what he wants done. And, you know, that's the rub here between Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin, Brian Daboll, and, of course, Kevin O'Connell. To me, I think that the Steelers make the most sense, but
I was going to say Vikings are retire when you consider what the Steelers have at wide receiver right now. I would think so. Like you said, but the talent
and
players.
You know, and like the Steelers are a legacy team too. You know, sure. That's the thing. I mean, like that, it's not like you're going to some fly by night organization.
Right.
Like, you're not going to the Panthers, the Jaguars. You're not going to one of those teams.
What is interesting is we've talked all along about if the Giants don't get this guy, that guy, who do they go with? They still have the number three pick. If Rodgers went to Minnesota or retired, and the Giants on Russell Wilson, who the hell is the Steelers quarterback?
Well, they have Mason Rudolph. They re-signed him. I'm not saying that he's the answer either, but
who the hell is the Steelers
quarterback?
They'll
sign somebody else. They'll sign like a Carson Wentz or somebody else. But I think the Steelers are in a really rough spot because of where they draft. And I don't know if one of these, maybe Jackson Dart will be there. It seems like he's climbing up the draft board, so they might not have enough to get him.
It's interesting. Like there, that could be a team without a quarterback going into the draft. Mm. Very much so.
Speaking of quarterbacks, yeah. Myles Garrett's back with the Browns, as we know, as they put the trade request aside to get him paid on a new deal. He had talked about wanting to win at this stage of his career, but the Browns
are...
He just did win.
He just got a huge contract.
Yes, well, he meant win, like, you know, he wants to win a championship.
Yeah, well, that ain't happening.
Okay, well, the quarterback hell, right? Or are they? Here's an exchange between Garrett and NFL Network's Andrew Siciliano on the latter's best podcast available.
In all seriousness, do you know who the quarterback's going to be? I mean, do you have an idea?
After conversations, I do have an idea.
Okay. Do you like the idea?
I like it enough to, you know, be here smiling in front of you because I think we have a good chance of that happening and making the most out of it.
Oh,
can you tell us who it is, Miles?
You know I can't do that.
So perhaps they got, what, the number two pick, right?
Cam Ward.
Could be. I don't know. Unless they got something else up their sleeve.
When you look at all the different aggregating sites of all the different algorithms and everything that's been written and predicted, everybody has Tennessee still taking Cam Ward.
Wob. Yeah. Okay. So then what's their up their sleeve then?
I don't know.
Would that be Shador Sanders?
Maybe. I suppose.
Very cryptic.
It is. But I will say the other top three guys, four guys, have been, you know, right where it's slotted, right where they're going to be. Travis Hunter, Mason Graham, Will Campbell, and Abdul Carter. Those are the other four guys that, you know, are going to go in the top
in
seven.
In the top, yeah.
No, where's Jameis Winston going to go? That's what I want to know.
Who knows?
Guy deserves a job somewhere.
Yeah, it may have to come after the draft to see what's going on. And
I suppose.
And the other thing, too, is the Atlanta Falcons picked up Kirk Cousins' $10 million bonus
to keep him on the roster. Yeah.
So some people are like, what are they doing? You know, what's going on there? Well, a couple things are going on there. Number one, right now they have their insurance policy. Now, it's a very expensive premium to pay for an insurance policy, but it's an insurance policy at the moment. That doesn't mean that they won't trade him to get draft capital back and maybe eat some of his salary. And they could get a couple of draft picks back in return for that, and you end up paying for that. So that still could happen.
We'll look forward to finding out that answer.
I mean, so what I'm saying is that he still could be out there for Cleveland. Uh-huh. He could still be out there for the Giants. He could still be out there for Pittsburgh. You never know. If one of those teams get too desperate, they'll end up trading him. Maybe they're always just waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Quarterback musical chairs.
You know when you don't sleep much?
Yeah.
Like last night, I did not have a great night's sleep.
Sure.
Just no idea who you were just talking about.
Kirk Cousins.
Thank you. Okay.
You just like, my mind spaced out on who he was originally discussing.
Just blank.
Gotcha.
And I was wondering what staring you were at him, listening to him.
And I started laughing because you were laughing.
I don't know who he's talking about.
That's why I'm on the top of my game this morning, Jerry.
You're dialed in.
Maybe.
All right, we'll go get plowed together after the show.
Okay, now, that would be fun.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. A little more from the Mink Man Saturday night at the Gardens. The Johnnies wrapped up their first Big East tournament title in 25 years.
And the ball's stolen away by Lewis to Wilcher to RJ. Penny lays it up and in. St. John scores off the turnover. It's 70-55.
Part of a huge second
half run.
This
is a strip club.
There you go.
Mink Cloud.
I don't know this answer. Maybe we can find it somehow. What team in the NCAA has scored more points off of turnovers?
That's a great question. Yeah. I don't know where
St.
you would
John's
find that answer.
Be towards the top of that. Because they are relentless, man.
Your guess would be better than mine on that.
It's like cell block defense.
Just Google it.
Yeah, on top of their guys.
I am Googling it. Yes. But Jerry, you Chris can look talks, into that. I don't see if I can find it.
St. John's on its way to an 82-66 win over Creighton. They're now 30-4 on the season ahead of the NCAA tournament. Here was Rick Pitino playing to the Garden crowd in the aftermath on Fox.
Hello, St. John's fans. This is for you. It's not. This is for you. We've said it often that St. John's is New York's team. So all of you are part of this Big East championship.
He certainly knows what he's doing with the mic in front of his face. They're the 2 seed in the West region facing Omaha Thursday night in Providence for round one of the tournament.
You know what's really interesting? So I'm checking the defensive stats because you asked. I am stunned that they're not in the top 10 in scoring defense. I would have put money on that. Like Houston is number 2, which surprises me.
Especially playing in the Big East, you would think that, you know, it's a little bit lesser of a conference. And
yeah, they come in 35. They give up 66 points a game.
Okay, I guess
apparently.
So.
That's very surprising to me. I would have thought they would have been up in the 50s.
Really surprising.
Really surprising.
Yes. Well, the one thing we do know is that the first halves usually aren't that great. It's their second half when they really kick it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that means to me that Rick Pitino's got them guys in shape.
Well, he's talked about that.
He's got them in shape. Yes. Like when that fourth quarter comes around or second half comes around, we're going to be all over the opposing defense because we're going to be in better shape than they are.
And that has been the case, yes.
A lot of people feeling a Red Storm fever right now, even down in Port St. Lucie with Mets manager Carlos Mendoza yesterday.
Shout out to St. John's, you know, representing Queens. How about that? Yeah, 25 years, right? So shout out to them. Representing. So I was big yesterday.
You think he was really locked in, or they just said, hey,
I think it's possible.
Make sure you mention the Johnnies.
I think he could have been watching that game.
How could you not watch
it? What else are they doing Friday night?
Right. And you're a New York manager, you're a New York coach. You got to be locked in. You got to. I mean, they're sports fans.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of like you.
Yeah, kind of like me. The little people. Also down in Port St. Lucie, SNY's Michelle Margot in the stands interviewing a Mets alum turned author, apparently.
Here with 69 Met World Series champion Art Shamsky. Art, how are you? What have you been up to?
I'm great, thank you. It's here signing books. I have a new book that came out last week called Met Stories I Only Tell My Friends. And it's overwhelming. I ran out of books. But it's always nice talking to Met fans, and it's always great to be in spring training and get that feeling about baseball around the corner. It's great to see you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to see you as well.
I'm just happy to see you,
sure
Michelle.
It is.
Well, yeah. Well, you would be, too.
She is quite attractive.
When I see her at SNY, you know, it's friendly face.
Wasn't there something with Art Shamsky and Craig?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but
ex-wife had called in with some crazy stories.
Mm.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Very crazy.
Like outside the marriage stories.
Correct.
Okay.
To say the least.
Art Shamsky.
Oh.
Are those part of the stories he won't tell his friends? Or he only tells his friends?
Might be. Maybe that's why he ran out of books. People are very interested.
Maybe.
What's going on?
I hear that name.
It's vaguely coming back to me now. Al. Yeah.
Yeah. To say the least. That's an interesting answer. Okay.
Well, he can maybe fill you in during the break.
Billy Goat is my lover.
What? I don't know what that means other than it was funny.
Just the idea that Eddie quickly found Al's voice in something that's even somewhat adjacent to what he was referring to.
Do you remember where that came from, Eddie, or no?
I do not.
No. Well, it obviously has to be one of his podcasts.
It better be.
Maybe that was him and Paul.
He better never had a lover named Billy Goat.
Is that you and Paul, Al? Do you remember?
I don't recall that. No.
I don't recall.
Okay. I know I had a story about my mom and a goat. When she was little, she went on a class trip and a goat chased her and ate her bag of potato chips, but like ate the bag itself, the whole bag.
The whole thing.
And it really scarred her. We walk into a bar, me, my mother, and a goat.
Okay. Holy God.
Wow.
Oof. I will tell you, when you're, and Chris can, has seen this too, Eddie will play things at 10 o'clock sometimes right before the sounder. The expressions you get from Dove, BT, and Sal are priceless.
Yeah. I'm sure they are, but they never reflect back on it.
I look forward to when I'm not working the shift, if I catch Jerry's 10 a.m. update.
Yes.
I'll hear what Eddie plays, and then I wait to see if Jerry can actually get through the first couple lines of his update.
Most of the times you do get through it.
Well, sometimes I'm talking to them, so I may not hear it, but then I'll see Dove, who looks like, what was that? Do I hit the dump button?
Talk about scarred for life.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
My goodness.
Crying tears of laughter.
Yeah.
All right, with the Yankees, Clark Schmidt scratched from his start today. He's got shoulder soreness. Great. Not getting all the way back to how he normally would, says Aaron Boone. So keep an eye on him. We heard a pro-Yankees home run call from Dave Sims, earlier in the morning, the Dom Smith home run yesterday in Tampa. How about what it sounds like when the opponent goes deep?
High fly ball, deep right field. That ball got kissed. It's gone. To the second level. The entertainment deck up there. Derek Hall just leaned all over it. Two-run shot, 4-2 Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so, you had Dom Smith and Trent Grisham. Yeah, I thought it was crack of the bat was certainly there.
Yeah.
Dom Smith and Trent Grisham both homered in that split squad loss for the Yankees to Pittsburgh. The youngster, Jerry, I know you're looking forward to having to say this name, perhaps, if this guy ends up in the big leagues, Cameron Schlittler.
I mentioned this guy last week.
That's why I mentioned it today. He allowed one earned run across 4 2/3.
Imagine a game where... Schlittler pitches well and Chisholm goes deep. That's a tough day.
It's a lot of landmines.
Chess Chisholm.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Well, we'll look forward to that, especially if it's a night where you've only had a couple hours of sleep and your brain's not functioning properly.
Shouldn't be the case. I'm done with basketball. We're good.
Wow.
Well, sleep.
Aren't you going to the FACACTA tournament out there in
Vegas? Yeah, the CVC.
Rutgers declined all invitations.
I thought you said they weren't allowed to decline. I thought you said they had to go.
So you're not supposed to be allowed to decline if you are an at-large, not at-large, I'm sorry, an automatic entry.
Okay.
Which I think, I got to check this, I think Indiana also said they were not going to any, but I think they have to if they're if they're in line to go.
But we talked about this, if they were going to go to this FACACTA tournament, there's no way that Ace Bailey, right?
Or Dylan Harper would play. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, why would they?
So. But they wouldn't. So, correct.
There you go. Nets beat the Hawks in Brooklyn 122-114. Knicks in the Heat tonight at the Garden. The Knicks off their 2-3 West Coast road trip. Yankees, good God. Talk about sleep deprived. Rangers fell to Edmonton 3-1 at the Garden. The Islanders with a come from behind 4-2 win over Florida. And you get the Devils and Columbus tonight with the Devils on the road against the Blue Jackets.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, coming up on 9 o'clock, 10 in front of 9, it is the Boomer and Geo program. G, by the way, in Florida, he will be back on Monday of next week as he gets a nice extended break and time off. So I sit in with the Booms until 10. This is just a little off the beaten path, but I did see this story. I'm pretty sure this is relatively recent. This is not from 2015 like you did to me last time. I was just trying to bring up new details of an old story.
All right.
So I'm going to put in this conversation, you're the alpha male, so you don't count. So you've got me, you've got Eddie, you got Al, you got CeeLo, and you got G. And yeah, I put Tom Izzo into this mix as well, okay?
He's kind of an alpha guy, though.
Okay, I mean, not you, but fine. Put Izzo in that mix, too. There was a ship cab, a guy who had a boat, and he drifted out to sea. I don't know why or how. I think there was a storm, and he lost his way and lost his direction. And he was gone for 61 days. He was a fisherman. 61 days. I think he was by himself, too, if I read the story right. He might have been. Maybe there's someone with him.
Probably enjoyed the hell out of it. That'd be, like, perfect for Al.
Well,
just get lost to sea by himself.
Now, if he had enough food and water, perhaps.
Well, I mean, you fish.
Problem
is, fish all day long.
He only had enough food and water for 14 days. And he was gone for 61 days. And they had trouble finding him because he was so far off the coast.
Yeah, well, the first guy you're going to eat is Al.
Well, I think he was by himself, as I said.
Okay. There's plenty of fish. You don't have to eat me.
So unless Al's going to eat himself.
I thought maybe the five of you guys were together.
No, we're not together. What I want to know from you is who you think would do better. Like, who would survive, who would die, and who would fall in between, basically.
Right.
This is what he says he survived on. He survived on, I guess... I didn't know you could do this, but seawater. I don't know if he was able to purify it somehow, but he was able to survive on seawater somehow. And then he resorted to bugs, roaches, birds. Why he didn't fish, I don't know. That wasn't in the story. And then the other one was he had to eat turtle. And that's how he got through 61 days. Now
he ate a turtle?
He had to eat turtle, yeah.
Now, all right, so.
So you got me, CeeLo, Eddie, Al, Izzo.
All right, so CeeLo and Al are dead.
They're gone.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, so the problem with Al is he's too thin.
No shot.
And his body's going to, like, eat itself quickly. He'll be like...
And he's not eating bugs and turtles. He's just not doing it.
I think I would eat bugs.
What about cockroach?
I think I would if I was starving.
You would, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that changes your mind about Al.
No, doesn't.
Okay. Al, dead.
First of all, Al would never put himself in that situation, so I don't have to worry about that. But if he found himself in that situation, gone.
Okay.
CeeLo, gone.
Gone. You don't think CeeLo has it in him to eat this stuff? Or just not the survival skills? See, I actually give more credit
for the survival skills. That's why I give you and Eddie a little bit more credit than CeeLo or Al. I could see Eddie definitely eating anything, like bugs, algae, I mean, barnacles, you name it. He's eating it.
And what about Izzo?
Oh, Izzo, definitely. You know, I could see him harpooning or, like, you know, firing a spear at a fish or
and
something.
And getting something, getting yes. real food.
Yeah, 100%.
You imagine how terrifying that is. 61, and you know what made me think of, too? Or those poor people. I know they're getting, I think they're being rescued if they haven't or already.
Yeah, they sent up the spaceship to go get them, yeah.
That was supposed to be a two-week mission, and they have been gone for, what, 7 months?
Well.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't want to get into that.
Okay, I mean, it's just a survival conversation, but.
I know, it is a survival, and that would be rough being up there for so long. I don't know what kind of condition. They seem like they're in reasonably good condition.
The and good spirits.
Yeah, good spirits.
Which
yeah.
is really remarkable.
It seems like it is remarkable. But I think different people have different takes as to what happened there and why it took so long to go get them. And it's, you know, it depends on, I guess, your politics or whatever, but... Just as long as they're safe in their home, that's all that matters.
I always think, so you go up there, I know that's what they do for a living, so if anyone is well-equipped to handle it, it would be them.
Right, I couldn't do it because I'm claustrophobic.
Could you imagine just like looking out the window and just seeing nothing, like space, just black? That's terrifying. Not to you, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm not going up there, number one. I tell you, I have a hard time going into a... MRI tube.
Okay.
I can't do it. I mean, like, you know, I remember Dr. Nicholas, who was the jet doctor when I was there, he used to say, you got to get an MRI. I'm not getting one. Forget it.
But you it's do not, the stand-up MRI now.
It's not broken or anything. Yeah, then I had to do the open MRI when that started to happen, then the stand-up MRI, yes. Mm,
okay. That was when you were with the Jets?
Yeah, I couldn't. I just couldn't get into the tube.
By the way, you said you had something on the Jets you wanted to tell me?
Well, I was saying, like, I kind of like what they're doing in free agency. It's kind of low-level signings, but just depth pieces along the defensive line. And, you know, they just signed Derek Nnadi from the Chiefs. He's been a 3-time Super Bowl winner. You can't have enough types of those guys. You know, they're not trying to win the offseason. Let's put it that way.
Well, let me ask you this. Why then? Aaron Glenn, we've seen him, what would you say, 3 times he's really spoke? 4 times maybe? Yeah, no, if that.
Most of the stuff coming out of the Jets right now is locked up. It's
you know
quiet.
I know, but I'm saying Aaron Glenn has spoken with the media at the combine and when he got the job, he did the podium thing. Then
he broke off.
Yeah, and he broke off with the media. So we've seen him in front of the cameras 2 or 3 times max so far. But every time he has been in front of the cameras, he always comes back to we're winning. Like we plan to win now.
Yeah, of course you've got to say that.
But why?
Because he's
they're not going to win.
Yeah, but no, well, he doesn't think that way, and they can't think that way, and certainly Justin Fields doesn't think that
way.
But
aren't you setting yourself up though,
I'm just
for failure?
That I think that they you know, Justin Fields got Garrett Wilson here, former teammate. They just signed a center from Green Bay as a former teammate of his, trying to put him in a good situation, try to get the best out of him. He is an athlete. He's not a guy who processes very well, and he's not overly accurate, but he can make plays that Jet fans have not seen from the quarterback position when it comes to getting out of trouble and running with the ball. So I'm sure that will be part of their offense this year. But I do, I mean, like, I sense a major, major sea change in the entire Jet organization.
Well, there's definitely a shift. I mean, you had the whole Aaron Rodgers and the pomp and circumstance and the coach who, I say what you want about him, but at least, I don't know, there was something about him that was kind of fun. Now it's back to seriousness, and it's, I don't want to say low level, that's not the right word, but it's almost like under the radar moves
yes,
to try 100%. And get better.
I think they're just trying to rebuild the team without, you know, massive headlines and all this attention being brought to them. Which is fine, which is exactly, I kind of feel like this is Parcellian in a way. You remember when Jim Fossil was the Giant coach?
Of course.
And everybody felt like he got a little bit soft towards the end of the late Jim Fossil. And they wanted somebody to come in and instill discipline. Mm-hmm. And that was Tom Coughlin. They went the complete opposite. I think there was a mandate after everything that has gone on over the last 2 years that there was going to be a hiring that was going to be a serious hire, meaning like it wasn't going to garner all the headlines. It was going to be at the recommendation of Bill Parcells and Mike Tannenbaum, and Rick Spielman's a part of this thing now, and they're going through a major sea change. That's my sense about the Jets, not just on the field but off the field. I mean, the whole thing is going to be looked at, and it leads me to believe like Woody Johnson's trying to do, like what Elon Musk is doing at the federal government level. Like, he's looking at the entire organization and looking to revamp everything.
Musk. Cutting all the crap out.
I wouldn't say crap, but just like I feel like there's a whole new way of doing things, and they're trying to implement that in a lot of different ways.
Well, what would be nice is if we saw the football season October 1st.
That would be good. I think that there is going to be a level of seriousness, and there's going to be a level of competition that Aaron Glenn will try to instill in this team that has been missing. And that goes for everybody. That goes for Garrett Wilson, for Sauce Gardner, for Quinnen and Quincy Williams. There are major changes ahead, and they're in the middle of it right now. And part of that is these low level, like you said, below radar.
Under the radar, yeah.
And on top of that, there is a major sea change going on over there, which means maybe they're tightening up whatever leaks they think they have, or whatever else may be troubling the internal organization part of it.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.